conduct supply chain segmentation. An organization can use a supply chain definition matrix to understand the number of supply chains it might need and which one, S, to focus design on first. Use one matrix per separately managed geographical region. Start with the region where headquarters are located or the one with the most sales, or use a matrix to analyze multiple factors. Selected factors can differ, such as a nonprofit looking at cash consumption. Factors may include size, revenue, volume, and margin, strategic importance, supply chain complexity, customer segment service requirements, critical business issues, inventory, units and dollars, risk, or volume variability. Exhibit 1-51 is an example of how the sample Inc. case study organization determines that the Americas are a higher priority than EMEI and IPAC by assigning values of 1, low, to 3, high, per column, with no duplicate values, and then summing each row's values. Exhibit 1-51, Supply Chain Prioritization Matrix by Geographical Region and Size/Complexity. The supply chain definition matrix for each region is then developed. Typically, the columns of the supply chain definition matrix list sales channels and the rows list business units. Rather than just creating one supply chain per business unit or one supply chain for each sales channel, the matrix is used to indicate which business units require which sales channels. Sample, Inc. has 3 business units, automotive oil, chemical products, and lubricants, each with a private label and a branded subset, and 2 distribution channels, distributor and bulk sales. Using a matrix, which is not shown here, it decides to focus on its distributor channel because these constitute the majority of revenue and its complexity and strategic importance are clear drivers. Sample, Inc. assembles a narrative map of the Americas, shown in Exhibit 1-52. It lists suppliers, customers, including what they buy, and channel partners for the matrix. Exhibit 1-52, the Americas business, supplier, customer, and channel partner map. Exhibit 1-53 shows how the distributor sales channel is divided into West and East Coast sales markets for the Americas, further divided by major customers. Note how this matrix helps the design team determine which products or services are offered in which regions. This supply chain definition matrix shows how even this distributor channel could have many supply chains. Exhibit 1-53, Supply Chain Definition Matrix, Channels and Columns, Business Units in Rows. The above example lists 27 total matches for up to 27 supply chains, but each needs rationalizing. Design supply chains that are representative of multiple categories. Goals include finding the right number of supply chains to have and the right first supply chain to design. Sample, Inc. has decided that the oil, lubricant, and chemical lines for the distributor channel can be served by one supply chain for the East Coast and one supply chain for the West Coast, because all products are all stored in the same warehouses and share the same distribution vehicles and distributors for each of these markets. Chemical and petroleum bulk products need 2 separate supply chains per market since different inbound vehicles are used. This is 6 supply chains for the Americas. Another example of a custom matrix that can be developed is to compare desired responsiveness to the sales volume per location, as shown in Exhibit 1-54. Exhibit 1-54. Comparing responsiveness to sales volume per location. Another differentiator is the total cost of ownership. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the total cost of ownership, TCO, as follows. In supply chain management, the total cost of ownership of the supply delivery system is the sum of all the costs associated with every activity of the supply stream. The main insight that TCO offers to the supply chain manager is the understanding that the acquisition cost is often a very small portion of the total cost of ownership. The intent of TCO is to get decision makers in the supply chain to see supply chain activities as an investment in capabilities rather than just an expense to be minimized. TCO measures the cost of each echelon that is used in a given supply chain, transportation costs, import/export costs, and so on. A reverse supply chain will determine the cost of returns under the given returns policy. TCO can also help characterize the value of flexibility in the supply chain, late ordering and fast delivery versus ordering well in advance and slow delivery, but more expensive mismatches. Also, for a transformation, estimate process change costs. For example, shared technology. Once you have a preliminary list of supply chains to develop or improve, test each against the organization's strategy to ensure a good fit and make necessary changes.